my life every day. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life. The Lord goodness, His mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, I have seen the Lord's goodness. His mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in our life every day. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life. In the Lord's goodness, His mercy and compassion. I ask in the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, I have seen the Lord's goodness, His mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life every day. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in our life. Oh Lord, my God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, oh Lord, my God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. 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 Oh Lord. Hallelujah. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. That is why you are called Jehovah. Hallelujah. Oh, that is why you are called Jehovah. What to say you will do, oh, what to say you will do. That is what you have done, Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called. That is why you are called Jehovah. Hallelujah. That is why you are called Jehovah. Jehovah Nissi. What to say you will do, hallelujah, that is what you have done, Jehovah, that is why you are called Jehovah. Oh, I cannot do without you, Lord. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh, Lord Jehovah, I cannot do without you, Lord. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord, I cannot do. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Cannot do without you. Oh Lord, Jehovah, I cannot do without you, Lord. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord, brethren, the Lord that answered by fire, he will answer me by fire. He will answer me by fire. To the Jehovah, the Lord that answered by fire, he will answer me by fire. He will answer me by fire tonight. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord. Let's worship him. Let's bless his holy name. Lift up your voice. I'm going to appreciate God for what he's doing in your life. Thank you for being there for you at all times. Thank you for the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The God that cannot change. Unchangeable changer. The lily of valley. The brighter morning star. Lift up your voice. I'm going to appreciate him. He's the one that cannot change. Unchangeable changer. The one that is to come. The lily of valley. The ocean divider. The beginning and the ending. Father, we thank you. The rewriter of destiny. The one that can change situation around. Father, we appreciate you. We lift you up high. We bow before your throne. You are such a mighty God. You are the King of Kings. There is none like unto you. Thank you for another opportunity to be alive today. So we will pray before you. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We give you all the glory. I appreciate you, Lord, for the gift of life. I say thank you very much. For being able to breathe, we say thank you very much. To do things very well, we say thank you very much. We are not in the mortuary, we say thank you very much. We are not in the hospital, we say thank you very much. Father, we worship you. Father, we bless you. Father, we adore you. Lift up your voice. Begin to appreciate the Lord, the one that cannot change, the one that is your prayer, the one that answers your prayer. Don't just thank him because you are alive. For being me single, say thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, in every situation, you should always give thanks. My brother, my sister, forget about what you are passing through. Just tell God tonight, we say thank you very much. Just appreciate him. Lift him up. Bow before your throne. Father, we thank you. You are the Almighty God, the ocean divider, the one that took us to mercy, that will always do all wonders. You are doing wonders at will. You are glorious in holiness. You are fearful in praises. Father, we worship him. Father, we love you. Father, we bless you. Father, we warn you. Who is like unto thee? Oh my God, among the gods, who is like unto thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Father, we say thank you, Lord, for what that you are going to do, for the one you are seeing, a miracle worker, the ocean divider, the story changer, the destiny worker and fairer. Father, we say thank you. Father, we honor you, Lord. We give you all the glory. We bow before your throne. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your cares, the prayer answering God, the one that cannot change, the one that is connected to the God of Elijah. Father, we worship you. We now exalted in Jesus' name. We are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in any way I've sinned against you, have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, if we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves. Many of us, if God were to mark iniquity, we cannot even stand. Tell God tonight, any sin you have committed with your life, affecting your prayer now, any sin you have committed, when you are young, when you are ignorant, when you are a teenager, that is affecting your marriage, Father, please forgive me, O Lord. Oluwa, forgive me, O Lord. Father, forgive me, O Lord. Cleanse him with the blood. No medicated soap can wash everything except the blood of Jesus. Tell the blood tonight. Use the blood to wash you. Use the blood to wash you. Use the blood to wash you. Father, use the blood of Jesus. Wash me, Lord. Anu ni mo bere o, Baba. Anu ni mo bere o. Awi jade bako o. Thank God tonight. You are asking God for mercy. Father, be merciful. Oduwa, be merciful. Ah, Lord, I come before you, Lord. In any way I've disappointed you, what you have done in my body, Father, forgive me, Lord. Oduwa, shadow for me, Lord. Any conscious sin, any unconscious sin, any sin of lying, any sin of fornication, any sin of done in your own. Father, forgive me, Lord. Father, have mercy, Lord. Let your mercy, Lord. Let it prevail, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, be merciful. Oh, show your mercy. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, oh, Lord, my Father. In tonight's prayer, remember me for good in the name of Jesus. Tell God to remember you tonight. You have been calling, I've been calling. Something must happen in your life. If God must answer anybody, it must be you tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Father, it's tonight's prayer. Answer me by fire. Give me as a Lord for common blessings. In the name of Jesus, remember me for good. Remember me for good. Remember me for good. Open your mouth and pray. Tell God to remember you. In the name of Jesus, Father, remember me tonight. Father, remember me tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, remember me tonight. Open your heart and tell God to remember you. Father, remember me tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, remember me. Remember me tonight. Aha. Can I remember me? In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say heaven over my prayer. Open by fire in the name of Jesus. Let the heaven over your prayer open. Tell God to open the heaven over your prayer. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. Heaven over your prayer. Open tonight by fire. My sister, prepare. The heaven over my prayer. Mazute lebroso to mataya baba. Zika lebroso to matoria baba. Prepare. The heaven over your prayer must open. No, it must open. Open your prayer. Heaven must open tonight. In the name of Jesus. Heaven over your prayer must open. In the name of Jesus. Open your water prayer. Everyone, heaven over my prayer. Open. In Jesus. Mighty name, they are open. I beg you in the name of Jesus tonight. I want everybody to be serious in the prayer we're about to pray. It's a destiny changing prayer. And if God can open your eyes, each prayer point will deliver signs and wonders. The Bible says, my people will not believe until they see signs and wonders. And I beg you in the name of Jesus, any prayer that will be coming tonight, take it seriously as ever before and pray it with aggression. Knowing fully well that the God that changed the story of Adam and of Joseph is about to change your story in the name of Jesus. Amen. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Say anything in my life fighting my marital blessings. You are a liar. Pray. Anything in your life, fighting your marital blessing, open your water, pray. Help yourself in that prayer. Anything in your life, anything in my life, fighting my marital blessing, you are a liar. Pray. Commander to die now. Anything in my life, fighting my marital blessing, you are a liar. Pray. Pray for yourself. Help yourself in that prayer. Anything in your life, fighting your marital blessing, you are a liar. Die by fire. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to fire the number two prayer like this. Say powers. Saying it shall be too late for me. You are a liar. Die. Every power saying it shall be too late for me. You are a liar. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus. Every power saying it shall be too late for you and your family. You are a liar. Die. It shall not be too late for me. In the name of Jesus, my marital blessing will manifest. In the mighty name of Jesus, every power saying it is too late for me. Open your hands and pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. Every power saying it shall be too late for me. Enough is enough. I hate you tonight. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your hands and pray. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray this one like this. Say every arrow of constant disappointment fired into my marital blessings. Beloved, when you notice in your life that wrong, I keep saying it, the prayer point you need to pray is that wrong people are always coming your way. He said, when they come as a sheep, but they are wolf in their heart. The sheep, they come as sheep, they are so nice to you, they do all things for you. As soon as you gave in like this, suddenly they become wolf. They are the one that has, there's something called the arrow of disappointment. Constant disappointment. You've tried the first one, you tried the second one, you tried the third one, and it's now becoming a recurring thing. I beg you, pay this prayer upon my rules that you are going to pay that. Say arrow of constant disappointment fired into my life. Backfire. Open your mouth and pray. The arrow must go out tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. The arrow must go out. He must go out. He must go out. He must go out. He must go out. Aha. Pray. Help yourself tonight. Arrow of constant disappointment. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, he must go out. He must go out. He must go out. He must go out. Pray. In the name of Jesus, they must die tonight. In the name of Jesus, that arrow must go out of your life in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, whatever my heavenly Father has not planted shall come out of your life, shall be rooted out. Today, by the power in the name of Jesus, you are chasing out the arrow. The arrow must go out of your life. It must go out of your brain. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Ha. You are going to say this one loud and clear. See, every stubborn powers of my Father's house that is always pushing me backwards. Whenever I need to move forward in life, you are a liar. Get lost and die in the name of Jesus. Powers of my Father's house that's always pushing me backward. When I'm about to move forward in my marriage, you are a liar. Pray. Help yourself in that prayer. The power of my Father's house that's always pushing me backward. When I'm about to move forward in life, by the power in the name of Jesus, they shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. Open your mouth and pray. Every power that's always pushing you backward, each time you are moving forward in life, they shall be wasted tonight. In the name of Jesus, be aggressive in that prayer. The powers of your Father's house, the powers of your mother's house that have been getting people so much. Enough is enough tonight. Something must happen in your life. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here. The power that unveiled with their life, saying that you will never settle down maritally. I speak against the farmer tonight. He said, oh, see, when the Lord has not commanded it, I command tonight, I have been receiving an instruction concerning the singles tonight, that in the name that is above every other name, every wonder, every concluded work of darkness, every voice that has vowed that you will never settle down mightily. If your heaven is loud several times, that voice shall be silent forever. In the name of Jesus, they shall be silent, 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 they shall be silent. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray this one again for yourself. I want us to pray the deliverance prayer before we now begin to command authority over our marital breakthrough. You are going to say this one loud and clear. I know a sister very well. Every one of their family, they are overdue for marriage. Their father is doing well. Their mother is doing well. Their sisters are doing well in academics, in their workplace. But no man will say, I want to marry you. not the firstborn, not the secondborn, not the thirdborn, not the, they are just there. Why? There is a particular cage in their father's house that has tied them down. I don't know if this one applies to you, but I'm about to pray a prayer that will break the cage down. The Bible says, whosoever the Son of Man is set free is free indeed. Gather your strength tonight. Lose your temper in this prayer. Shout this tonight that clear. Every satanic cage from my father's house, from my mother's house, that has tied down my life, break my fire, break it, help yourself with that prayer, break. Break the cage tonight. My brother, my sister, don't joke with that prayer. Every satanic cage from where you are born, every satanic cage that tie people down, oh, you are burned by fire. Every cage that has tied down your marriage, say your day of joy will not come to pass. Enough is enough. Oh, you break that cage and lose yourself. 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 Break that cage. Mazuta lebo, zikarize telebo. Open your mouth and pray. Pray the gate tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Pray the gate tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pay this one for yourself. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every concluded works of darkness against my marital blessings. You are a liar. Scatter by fire. Open your mouth and pray. Conclude the work of darkness against your mind's blessing. Oh, yes, scatter. Oh, yes, scatter. Oh, yes, scatter. Oh, yes, scatter. Help yourself tonight. Pray. In the name of Jesus. The job will be broken. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. That against your marriage, against your marital blessing, die in Jesus' name. We pray. I pray for somebody here tonight. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know the congregation of authority that gathered together in Covenant of Darkness to conclude that you will never settle down maritally. Despite all how you have been good to them, they have concluded in the covenant. But tonight, I thank God that you are connected tonight. I don't know who I'm talking about, but in the name that is above every other name, any evil tree that they have tied down your marriage, any evil grounds, they are buried for glory, any evil air, in the spoken to the air against your settlement. If your heaven is loud, I revoke it by fire. Be reversed tonight in the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray for yourself like this. Say, every spiritual engagement that have been conducted on my behalf. Because once they do the engagement in the spirit, physically being able to do engagement will be difficult. Say, every spiritual engagement that have been conducted on my behalf, be dissolved by the blood of Jesus. I scatter you now. Be scatter. Open your heart, pray. Everywhere they have paid your dowry on my behalf. Any dowry they have paid against you over your life, I reverse it now. I cancel it now. In the name of Jesus, I cancel it now. In the name of Jesus, open your bed. Any spiritual engagement that they have done on your behalf, every dowry they have paid on your behalf, I reverse it now. By the power in the name of Jesus, I reverse it now. In the name of Jesus, I reverse it now. In the name of Jesus, I reverse it now. In Jesus. Mighty they will pray. At times they will have done wedding in the spiritual, that they have married these people to somebody. And sometimes, when many of us are growing up, say in our teenagers' life, maybe like 11, 12 years old, our mothers as unconsciously say, you will marry my own son. You marry my own daughter. They have unconsciously said it. But that thing that may stand in the spirit. There is somebody here that this prophecy is affecting. That somebody has married you since you are young. That's why relationships are not working well in your life. Today, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I divorce the marriage now in the name of Jesus. I divorce the marriage. In the name of Jesus. Aha. You are going to pray. Say every evil wedding ceremony conducted on my behalf. Be dissolved by fire. Be dissolved tonight. In the name of Jesus, every wedding ceremony conducted on my behalf, be dissolved by fire. Be dissolved by fire. Open your altar prayer. Be dissolved now. In the name of Jesus, be dissolved by fire. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes, 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 yes. Open your altar prayer. Be dissolved tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your altar prayer. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say anointing that breaks the yoke. Break every marital yoke in my life in the name of Jesus. By the anointing that breaks the yoke, break every marital yoke in my life in the name of Jesus. Break it in the name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself tonight. Every yoke in your life, marital yoke in your life, break it tonight. Something must happen. Break it tonight in the name of Jesus. Aha, break it tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I have a word for everyone here tonight. All what I want you to be saying is saying amen, amen, amen until I stop. I decree to your life. By the power in the blood of Jesus, any connection between you and the spirit wife or spirit husband, if your heaven is loud, is broken tonight in the name of Jesus. Any power that is always appearing in your dream to molest you sexually, today by the power in the blood of Jesus, you shall see them no more in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here. Every label, satanic label, evil label of no marriage placed upon you by your enemy in the spirit. That is why things are not working the way you are planning it. Today by the power in the blood of Jesus, that label is removed from now. It's removed from now. I remove the label. In the name of Jesus. Aha. There is a sister that needs to pray that prayer one more time. Everybody will pray, but it's for one particular sister here. There's a label upon your life, and you need to pray it out of your life. As you are praying it, you'll be shaking your head and using your right hand to be, you'll be cleaning your head, your forehead. I wipe you off. Your forehead, just use your hand to be able to clean your head. I wipe you off. You are going to pray like this. Say every evil label of thou shall not marry. Place upon my life. Be removed by fire. Remove them now. Every wood level, place upon your head. Be removed tonight. The level of no marriage. Remove it. Remove it tonight by the power in the blood of Jesus. Remove it tonight. In the name of Jesus, remove it. Remove it tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to press this on yourself. Say powers pushing me into wrong relationships.
Say powers.
Hey, push him into wrong relationships. Beloved, listen very carefully to this statement. If you go to university, I keep saying it, to do a wrong course. Say, for example, you want to do biochemistry and you're now doing accountancy, you can still survive. If you go to the shop, you want to buy a suit and you now bought a gown, you can still cope with it. But the day you enter marriage and the marriage is wrong, then the battle starts. I was telling some couple recently, I said, the battle that you fight before you are, when you are single, if you don't fight it to the end, when you get married, the battle will still follow you to that marriage. I know of a couple of 16 years of marriage. 16 years of marriage. For 11 years, it was like a war, tug of war. After 11 years, they separated. Every day is fight. They separated. To cut long story short, each time they are away from each other, they appreciate each other. When they come together like this, battle starts. It will not be like the man is seeing an animal, the woman is seeing the beast, they start fighting for no reason. By the time they see that, why are you even fighting? They can't remember anymore. Why? It's not their photo. It's there's some power that pushing people into wrong relationship. They will deceive them into wrong relationship. I beg you, pray this prayer. Whether you have been in marriage before and doesn't work, it doesn't matter. It is not too late for God to do what He wants to do in your life. Lift up a voice with anger your bones and start this one loud and clear. Say, wicked power pushing me into wrong relationships. You are a liar! Die! Every power pushing me into wrong relationship. You are a liar. Die! Pray for yourself. You better help yourself with that prayer. Why are wrong people coming your way? Pray. Every power pushing you into wrong relationship. You are a liar. Die by fire. Die by fire. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. Masutala ba 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 ba. In the name of Jesus. Pray. In Jesus' name, we are praised. Beloved, some battle that we are fighting in this issue of lateness in marriage is as a result of yourself. You are battling against yourself. Can I cope with this one? Some people have the fear. How will I tell this sister that I love the person? I was watching one movie one day. A boy and a friend, they were working together. And they were so much into each other according to on work standards. But the man was already in love with this woman, but he doesn't know how to say it. He doesn't know how to say it. But to the lady, he was just normal and she was just cool, thinking that we're just colleague friends and close friends. Until when a man appeared from nowhere and asked the lady out, the lady accepted and they planned for their marriage. Then the lady with excitement came to tell the man that, oh boy, thank God for my life. So person has proposed to marry me. The guy broke down and began to cry, but it was already too late. Why? There is a self battle in that woman. Self battle. That is raging against in that man, sorry. There's a self-battle. If there is some people, they are back to them, I'm not ready yet. There are some people, there is a particular thing inside themselves. You are going to lift up your voice loud and clear. Say, every self-battle raging against my marital blessings. That is a battle of yourself. You are the one, you are just the one fighting something that you are not supposed to be fighting. Say, every self-battle raging against my marital blessing. You are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus. Pray. The self battle against your marital blessing. In the name of Jesus, they must die. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Some people, it's the battle of past experiences. Battle of the past. They find it hard to let go. A sister was telling me, he said, I've forgiven that man, but I'm still burning bridges. What's the difference between the two of them? you are still burning bridges, you are still building bridges between your past, and you say, I forgive you no more, I've got no problem with it, but I still remember the bad things you did. That means you are still burning. You are going to pray for yourself like this. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every battle of the past affecting my marriage now. Hey, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and prepare every battle of the past affecting my marriage. Oh, yes, scatter. 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 Open your mouth of your in the name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. The battle of the past. Aha! Help yourself, guys. Something must happen. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Aha. Pray. You are going to pray like this. Say this one. There are some people, they will be raging war against them from the pit of hell. They will be fighting from the pit of hell. They will be raging war seriously. You will never settle down. They have concluded in the covenant of darkness that you will never settle down. I am praying for everyone on the line tonight. Every conclusion made in the covenant, every conclusion made in the witches and wizards, that you will never settle down maritally. Every voice that has spoken against your life, say, this is how far you can go. If your heaven is loud, that battle dies. That battle shall die. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for somebody again. I don't know why God is just speaking tonight. That from today, what you are supposed to have achieved 10 years ago, if your amen is loud, begin to achieve them now. In the name of Jesus, achieve them now. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Say, every rage from the pit of hell against my marital blessings, you are a liar. Scatter by fire. Pray. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Help yourself. Open your mouth and pray. Every rage from the pit of hell against your marital blessing in the name of Jesus. Oh, you are scattered now. Help yourself. Scatter now. Pray. Scatter now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty name. We are praying. They are going to make a decree now. This one is a powerful prayer point. I will give you time to pray it yourself. You are going to lift up your voice loud and clear. I can tell you something. If you can pray this prayer point seriously, there is somebody here this year, your wedding bell must just ring. Ah, it must just ring. Kaya kamama. Say, by divine arrangement, my God ordained spouse, wherever you are, appear by fire. Pray. By divine arrangement. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Help yourself. Pray. By divine arrangement. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself. Aha. Pray. Yes. Aha. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Aha. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Pray. Aha. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your eyes and pray. In the name of Jesus. By divine arrangement, your divine spouse must appear. Pray for yourself. Open your eyes and pray. your divine element. Prepare for yourself. My sister, don't joke with this prayer. Don't joke with this prayer at all. Something must happen in your life. It must happen. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Something must happen in the name of Jesus. Something must happen in the name of Jesus. Aha! Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Something must happen in your life. In the name of Jesus. Something must happen. Something must happen. In Jesus' name. We pray. Ah, I pray for that person. Anywhere your spouse is been hiding, by divine arrangement, it will manifest and she will manifest. That person that will make your joy full forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, it will manifest in the name of, I shall manifest. I am praying for somebody here. It doesn't matter what you are passing through. Every arrow of discouragement that I may fire into your life to frustrate your marital blessing. Today, I command the arrow to go back to sender. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here. Every anti-manifestation spirit that I may working against your life. Oh Lord, today I command them to die. In the name of Jesus. Today, oh Lord, anything planned in your life that does not want your partner to look at you, that thing I command them to die in the name of Jesus. Now pray one of our two prayer points that we pray every week. These two prayer points, we pray it every week, and we continue to pray it until our joy is full. You are going to pray the first one like this. Say, powers magnetizing wrong people into my life. You are a liar! Die! Aha! Pray. Every power magnetizing wrong people into my life. You are a liar! Die by fire! Die by fire! Pray. My brother, pray. Every power that is magnetizing wrong people to your life. You are a liar! Die! In the name of Jesus. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray. Yes. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray the second one like this. Aha. This one is serious. Say, every agenda of no proposal. This one is serious. Nobody is coming at all. It's an agenda for the pit of hell. The Bible says it is not good for a man to be alone. The same Bible says a man shall find, either findeth a wife, either findeth a wife. So there is a man finding a woman. He says he shall find a good thing and obtain a favor. Favor is waiting somewhere, but there is a power that is blocking the man from locating the person. That's why they put husband in the north, they put wife in the west, so that they will not locate each other. I am praying for you. Just as the prayer you have just prayed now, by divine arrangement, your divine spouse, I'm not saying just your partner, your divine, the one heaven has ordained, must locate you this year in the name of Jesus. And if you have been seeing the person and you have not recognized, God will show you a vision to let you know that surely, thus saith the Lord, this is the person I have got for you. So the next one is the power, the agenda of no proposal. It is a battle. You have a good job, you have everything, but no man is saying, can I just be your friend? Not to talk of getting engaged, or not of getting into a courtship, or getting to marry. It's a problem. You are going to pray, and that's why God has led to my heart to do this kind of prayer like this. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. Let everything inside of you know that you are praying this prayer. Say, agenda of no proposal. Into my marital blessings. You are a liar. Scatter by fire. Aha. Scatter. Open your hands and pray. Scatter now. Agenda of no proposal into your marital blessing. Oh yeah, scatter. If you are here, you have not been receiving no man is saying I want to marry you. No woman is saying I want to come and let us be together. Open your hands and pray. Oh yeah, scatter the agenda. Something must happen. Scatter the agenda. Every agenda of no proposal Fighting your marriage. Oh, yeah, scatter, scatter, scatter. In the name of Jesus, scatter by fire. Oh, yeah, scatter by fire. Oh, yeah, scatter by fire. Oh, yeah, scatter by fire. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say every evil voice. Say as long as they are alive, you will never marry. Hey. Say, are you my God? Die by fire. Every voice saying, as long as they are alive, you will not marry. Die. Every voice that say, as long as they are alive, you will never marry. You are a liar. You are not my God. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus, you are not my God. Pray. These things are not normal. Open your heart, pray that prayer. Pray that prayer for yourself. Help yourself in that prayer. Something must happen. In the name of Jesus. Open your heart, pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, every power that say you will never marry, enough is enough. In Jesus' name, we are praying. The Bible says, when I open the door, no man can shut it. When I shut a door, nobody can open it. You are going to lift up a voice again and pray this one. This one is a very powerful prayer point too. Shout this one loud and clear. Every door of marriage. Beloved, it is a good thing to get set to do. Because there is a favor that is hanging for two of you when you location, when you say, I do. Especially if that person is a man, is an ordained person for you. Beloved, let me tell you one thing again. Anytime you meet the person, even in the midst of battle, you will struggle together, you will get out of that battle. But if it's a wrong person, one small each like this, they disappear. Why? Because they are the wrong. You are going to pray. Say every door of marital breakthroughs that have been closed against me. Hey, before I finish this prayer tonight, open by fire. Pray. Help yourself tonight. The door that has been shut against you. Open. Open tonight. Help yourself, my brother. Pray. Open tonight by fire. In the name of Jesus. The door must open. Something must happen. People must gather to celebrate you. My sister, don't worry. The door must open. Help yourself in prayer. The door must open. In the name of Jesus. The door must open. In the name of Jesus, the door must open. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for somebody again here. The spiritual wedding that have been conducted consciously or unconsciously on your behalf. Anyone that has said when you are young that you are a husband to somebody, you are a wife to somebody, and they have seen it in the spirit realm. I command today by the power in the blood of Jesus, I reverse that statement in the name of Jesus. It shall not come to pass. It shall not come to pass in the name of Jesus. Balak called Balaam. He said, Balaam, can you please curse these people of the kingdom of Israel for me? And Balaam answered him, how can I curse those that God has already blessed? I don't know that person that is hired to send, to seal up your marriage, that you will never marry. I don't know the voice they have said in the coven. I don't know what they have done in their tira. I don't know what they have done in their voodoo. But today by the power, in the name of Jesus, he said, has given us a name that is above every other name. At the mention of the name, every knee must bow. Every voice that says you, this is how far you can go. Today, by the power, in the name of Jesus, that voice is silent forever. It's silent forever. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we'll pray. Let's pray. Let's open our Bible, please, quickly. Open your Bible to 2 Kings chapter 2. We want to pick some prayer points from that place. 2 Kings chapter 2. I thank God for your life for joining tonight. there's one particular prayer. I always pray for those who are in this group. That sooner than you are expected, sooner than you think, you will soon leave this group for good. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because by the time God turn again your captivity now, by the time he gives you that person that will bring smile in your face for life, you will see that you will leave the group. Just, Pastor, sorry, can you please remove my name from that group? Which group? The Lord has done it again. That will be your story in the name of Jesus. That will be your second story. 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. I want to start from verse 19. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19. The Bible said, then the men of the city of it, then the men of the city said to Elisha, then the men of the city said to Elisha, he said, please notice that the situation of this city is pleasant. The situation of this city is pleasant. The word pleasant can be interpreted as good. The word pleasant can be interpreted as favorable. So he said, notice that the situation of this city, everybody here, your situation looks pleasant. Everything is pleasant. You have your job, you have your stay, you have your paper, you have your beauty, you have everything that it takes to sustain as a man, as a woman. He said they noticed that the situation of the city is pleasant as the Lord see it. May not see it. But there's a but there. But the water is bad and the ground is barren. Look at those two things. Though there's street light, there's good roads, there's everything that you think, but there is B-U-T in the life of that city. There is a but. So the first prayer point from there, no matter how good you are, if there's somebody believing God for partner, and the man now say, I don't want the woman that talk too much. I want somebody that's just calm, that can pray together, which is not bad. And before you know it like this, the man just appear at the train station. Ah, I love this sister coming ahead of me. Looking at the sister like this. Before Jack Robinson, the powers of the father stands for that sister. We now descend on that sister and sister arguing. The man will just, oh, no, this is not the right person. Because I don't want the person that making noise. The situation of that sister was pleasant. And as my Lord said, but there is a but. So the first prayer point in your life, don't pray. Say every but in my life. Affecting my marital blessings. Die. Every but in my life. Affecting my marital blessings. Pray. Help yourself, my sister. Hey, don't joke with this man and my brother. Something must happen. The butt must be taken away for miracle to happen in your life. Tell y'all, don't pretend. You know yourself very well. You know yourself. In case you don't even know yourself, that butt must be removed. Should be come back like him, you. Hey, be confirmed all that on the law. Oh, but don't wash your butt. That makes you. Should wash your butt. Yeah, you. The butt must be removed tonight. There is a part in your life. No matter how good you are, there is a part in your life. Tell God today, remove the board. I don't want to continue like that. Remove the board. Open your appointment. Tell God to remove the board. Remove the board from my life. In the name of Jesus. Remove the board. 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 Remove the board in my life. In Jesus' name. We are praying. I am decreeing to somebody's life here tonight. Everything in your life that is pushing your marital blessing forward to further notice. If you ever this loud, I command them to die. They shall 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 die in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And go back to that passage. In verse 20, Elisha said, bring me a new bull. He didn't say, bring me an old any bull, a new one. So what that means clearly is that for you to deal with the bad situation of your life, you must leave your old self. Some people's old self might be anger. Some people's old self might be covetousness. I was telling to somebody recently, how can a man that is the young man be having about 40, 50 pairs of shoes, you know, every say in the house? It's a problem. I'm not saying it's not good to wear good shoes, it's good. But why would you collect a salary? Knowing fully well that you have 50 pairs of shoes and you still go and buy two more. That is a but. You must have a new self. Reveal yourself. Bring me a new bowl and then I put salt in it. Salt is sweetening. There is nobody, I don't know if you do it in your house, that you can cook without putting salt. Salt is a sweetener to make something sweet. You cook rice, you put salt there. Bring a new salt in it. Bring the salt. So they brought it to him, to Elisha, and he went to the source of the problem. That's the foundation. He went to the source of the water and cast the salt there and said, thus saith the Lord, that from today I have healed this water and it shall no more death and no barrenness. I am praying for everyone here today. I go now to the spirit realm to make this prophetic declaration to anybody. I don't know if you are here tonight. You have tried marriage yet, it doesn't work. You have never studied at all. No matter your situation, no matter how unpleasant the situation is, from today, you are healed from such a barrier in the name of Jesus. You are healed. 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 Aha. In the name of Jesus, I decree today, by the power in the blood of Jesus, the healing power of God is about to fall upon somebody. You are healed internally. You are healed externally. Any covering over your life that is putting you from looking to your divine partner, that covering is removed today in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, verse 21, then he went to the source of the water. So you are going to pray foundational prayer. You are going to lift up a voice loud and clear. You know your foundation. You know where you come from. You know when they see that good thing that happened, they will always fight it. You know when people are coming your way, they will always push them away. Say, every foundational patch to confronting my marital blessings. You are a liar. Confrontational battle. Confronting your marital blessing. You are a liar. Die by fire. Die by fire. The foundational battle. Confronting your marital blessing. You are a liar. Die by fire. Die by fire. Die by fire. Die by fire. In Jesus' name, we pray. So what does that mean? Bring me a new bowl means you must let go of your old self. You must start afresh with God. You cannot be with a man inside the same house and you are praying for marital breakthrough. You are deceiving yourself. You cannot be saying, oh, you have this man in your heart. I just feel this is a blessing. There's nothing bad in desiring something good. But the point is that if you are committing sin with that man and you are still praying, the prayer is just going to voice me. He said, bring me a new bowl. And I put salt in it. The new bowl signifies, like I said earlier, a new self. What were you before? What are you now? I'm about to decree to run up this prayer tonight. I go back to that verse 21. Then they went to the source of the problem. of the water. He didn't go to the bank of the water. He didn't go to the center of the water. He went to the source of the water and cast the salt there and said, thus saith the Lord, I have healed this water. From it there shall be no more death and barrenness. I go to the source of your marital delay. From today, by the power in the blood of Jesus, the Lord will heal your body in the name of Jesus. He will heal your mind. He will heal your soul. He will connect you to your divine partner in the name of Jesus. He will connect you. He will connect you. He will connect you to your divine partner in the mighty name of Jesus. Aha. And from today, no more delay. No more wasting of time. I pray the Lord will bring that person that will make your joy full for life. The enemy of your full scale laughter, they shall be disgraced permanently. Very soon from now, I will hear the news that I will be soon rejoicing with all of you in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name that is above every other name, that the mighty hand of God will be upon you in the name of Jesus. You will not fail at the edge of your breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Every agenda of darkness over you is frustrated in Jesus' name. Every force that is injuring your marriage will scatter by fire. Every covenant that you have made yourself of marital failure that you have made in the dream, every covenant of late marriage affecting your destiny, I break the covenant down in the name of Jesus. Every bewitchment fashioned against your settling down in marriage, I scatter them now in the name of Jesus. Every power that has put an evil label upon you, say you will not marry, I frustrate that power now in the name of Jesus. And before you know it, sooner than you expect, I command your ordained, God's ordained partner, wherever they are, in any nation of this world, to locate you and appear by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every imagination of the enemy against your marital settlement is scattered forever, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every force that says you will never marry, every power boasting against your marital settlement, I frustrate that plan tonight, in the name of Jesus. Sooner than expected, you will laugh last. You will laugh last. You will laugh last. Just like the prayer you prayed earlier, by divine arrangement, your God's ordained spouse that will make your joy full forever shall come your way in the name of Jesus. So that an expectant, your prayer will not be in vain. In the name of Jesus, anyone that has experienced it before and they are facing battle in your marriage now, the Lord will connect you back in the name of Jesus, and the name of the Lord shall be glorified. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. I pray for that sister, that person deceiving you, that wants to waste your time unnecessarily. Today, by the power in the name of Jesus, I scatter that relationship, so that the new thing that the Lord will go on to do, he said, forget about the former things. Now consider the things of the old, because I'm about to do a new thing. The new thing that God wants to do, he will do it in your life. In the name of Jesus, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Remain steadfast. Hold on to God, and you will testify to the goodness of God. Thank you, Heavenly Lord, in Jesus' name of prayer. Can we share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven, hallelujah, I want to go. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
God bless you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. God bless you all in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you. Mm-hmm.